And welcome back to TonyCast Today. I'm Guy Relford, sitting in for Tony, and it's a pleasure to be here in the seat doing the show today in Tony's stead. As I mentioned before the break, the Fraternal Order of Police here in Central Indiana are taking a step to identify issues going on in the criminal justice system here in Marion County. And joining me now is Rick Schneider, FOP president. And Rick, my friend, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So I started to call this unprecedented, and I, you know, the lawyer in me says don't ever say always or never, because you're probably wrong. It may have happened before, but FOP is doing something here that certainly I've not heard of in a while, and I'm an old guy. Describe a little bit what FOP is doing to direct attention at the issue of the revolving door of the criminal justice system here in Indiana.
Well, obviously, it's been no secret that we've been taking substantial steps to bring attention to the issue of the revolving door of criminal justice in Indianapolis, specifically for repeat violent offenders. We've documented story after story for 3 years now that are heinous incidents that have resulted in serious bodily injury or death of victims throughout our community, but also critical injuries and death to officers in Indianapolis and surrounding communities. You know, this recent event with Officer Chanavez in Elwood, Indiana, was just the latest example. But quite frankly, Guy, it was the straw that broke the camel's back for our officers, where they said, we are done, and we are directing you as the president of the FOP to convene confidence votes on the Indianapolis prosecutor and the Marion County court system. And what they're saying by this is that, you know, a vote of confidence isn't unheard of in some communities, but I'm not aware of us having one, at least in the 25 years that I've been on the police department. And most people can't recall when we've had one, prior ones. And in fact, we cannot find an example of where a vote of confidence has been held on a court system anywhere in our country. But Guy, I have to tell you, I think law enforcement and quite frankly, the public in general has reached a point where they realize that we have been the victim of a failed social experiment on the people of our nation. And it's been an unchallenged lie of this issue of the need for low bonds and the revolving door and decriminalization of criminals, especially for repeat violent offenders. And I think you see Indianapolis law enforcement leading the way. And we've convened this vote. It's going right now. It's going to be occurring through the end of this week, and I would anticipate we will be publicly announcing the results possibly as early as Monday of next week.
So, Rick, what are the outcomes of this? Is it going to be a simple thumbs up, thumbs down on A, Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears, and generally speaking, the Marion County judicial system? Is it going to be, we vote no confidence, period, end of story? Or is it going to be, is it going to be more detail on that in terms of identification of problems? And what do you see as the likely outcome of this? And third question, and a lawyer should never ask three questions on top of each other, but how is this different, for instance, than the fact that the FOP, District 86, has already endorsed Cindy Carrasco for prosecutor as opposed to Ryan Mears?
Well, first and foremost, there's two separate ballots, and they simply ask, do you have confidence in the Marion County prosecutor? Yes or no. Do you have confidence in the Marion County court system? Yes or no. The reason why it is just yes or no and is to make clear, do you have confidence or not? You know, it's one thing to do an endorsement of a candidate and say, mm-hmm. we believe this candidate is better than another. It's another entirely to say that your law enforcement officers do not have confidence in the current people doing the job. There's a big difference there. And I think people really get it when you talk about the court system. Listen, here's why it's such a big deal. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I know that the members directed it to occur. But if your police officers say that they don't have confidence in your court system, it begs the question, why should you? And a bigger question is this, Guy. That's monumental. And people say, well, what do you do with that? Well, I can tell you the first thing we're going to do is be initiating conversations with those that oversee our Marion County court system. Remember, that's an arm of the state of Indiana, mm-hmm. as well as the prosecutor, which is an official of the state of Indiana as well, and saying that we've got huge problems in the capital city of our state. I just talked to some folks yesterday, and they said, why should it matter to us what's going on in Indianapolis? Well, it's because as Indianapolis goes, so does the rest of the state. And that's why people are getting hip to this. You're seeing mayors from surrounding communities that are now publicly outlining their support for an alternative candidate for the prosecutor's office. listen, we have a criminal court system right now that has a backlog of 37,000 cases awaiting trial. Now, if you divide that up, that means that the Marion County court system has to administer 142 criminal trials every single day that they are in session in a calendar year to catch up. Now, Guy, you know that is impossible.
It is.
That is a hole that is very difficult to dig out of. It means that criminal defendants are awaiting their justice, which they deserve, but it also means that all those victims of crime are also awaiting justice, and we have judges and prosecutors who are twiddling their thumbs. We have a prosecutor right now that's out today publicly in pictures, again, trying to figure out ways to clear people's criminal records. He spends more time telling you what crimes he won't prosecute than the ones that he will. We've got a prosecutor that's more focused on being a protester than the prosecutor. He's more focused on being a protagonist than the prosecutor. And again, he spends more time telling you what crimes he won't prosecute. We need a prosecutor, not a public defender. We also need a court system, by their own words, Guy, that have acknowledged that they have problems. Remember, this didn't happen in a vacuum. We have a court system that acknowledged that because of computer glitches, the misspelling of a repeat violent offender's name, that offender was released and went on to shoot a police officer in the throat.
And
the court system and judges that are literally telling us that they're not cross-checking people that we arrest based on their, not just their name, but things like their date of birth, social security number, height, weight, all these other things. They want us to believe that a one-letter spelling glitch release repeat violent offender into our community. It begs the question, how many other repeat violent offenders are being unnecessarily cycled back into our neighborhood?
Well, exactly. And a couple things as we close, Rick, and forgive me, we're running out of time, but that backlog in the trial schedule also motivates prosecutors to cut sweetheart deals and let people out with minimal sentence or no jail time or sticking people out on monitors. But ultimately, what I hope this is a message to the voters of Marion County when the no confidence vote comes back. In the meantime, thanks so much. This is Guy Relford in for Tony Katz.